Country Club FM.
Are you ready for the almanac here today?
Love the gavel.
The gavel has held up quite nicely.
Yes, it has.
There's not even really any kind of a dent or anything on it.
Well.
And it wasn't that expensive. Maybe $5.99 for a Perry Mason level type gavel.
I don't know that you could spend a better $6.
Judge Wapner approved.
Yeah.
Let's get into today's almanac. Today is a Thursday already, September 28th, 271st day of the year. 94 left. San Diego was discovered on this date. Now, if we listen to Ron Burgundy, he would tell us that San Diego was named after a whale's private parts and was discovered by the Germans. That,
wow,
here, that's wrong.
That's not correct?
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Okay.
It's
right.
Wrong. It's actually discovered by the Portuguese.
Oh, okay.
And it was navigator Juan Rodriguez Cabrillo discovering San Diego, means Saint Diego, 1542.
You ever been there?
I have not.
Yeah, it's nice.
I've been to San Francisco. I haven't been to San Diego. From what I hear, is the weather is the same all the time.
Pretty much.
At San Diego. And they lost their football team. They don't have an NFL club there anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
1789 in the U.S., the first federal Congress passed. Now, Roger Goodell will tell you that the NFL is the reason we have a Thanksgiving.
Right.
But actually, this is the reason.
Right there.
This is the reason. It only seems like the NFL runs the world.
Yeah.
1789 in the U.S., the first federal Congress passed a resolution that asked President George Washington to recommend to the nation a day of Thanksgiving. Several days later, Washington finally got to it a few days later. He issued a proclamation that named Thursday. Well, he had to sand down his teeth. That's why.
Oh,
that's
sure.
He had to get that out of the way. He had to get that out of the way before
splintered.
He could send out this proclamation. Otherwise, yeah, he would have gotten a splinter in his
sliver.
A sliver in his lip. You don't want that.
No good.
So November 26, 1789 was set as a day of public Thanksgiving. You know how they spelled public again? The old world with the K.
K on the end?
Yeah. It's the redundant K. You don't need a K in there, I guess, is what they're telling us. The fixed date for Thanksgiving was then established in 1941, December 26th, 1941, by Franklin Delano Roosevelt. 1892, the first nighttime football game in the U.S. took place under electric lights. The game was not candlelight. It was electric lights.
Hmm.
Under electric candlelights.
What year was that?
1892.
Wow.
The game was between, now listen to this matchup. I mean, you just got to just imagine the big, strong football players that played for Mansfield State Normal School.
Oh, my gosh.
And they were facing off against the Wyoming Seminary.
Throw out all the record books when those two squads get together.
Wyoming, from what I hear, Wyoming Seminary had a huge offensive line. 1892. In 1920, more sports notes. 8 members of baseball's Chicago White Sox indicted. They were the Black Sox on this date, Neil.
Cheaters.
As they threw the 1919 World Series that included Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Right.
But there's no proof that he threw the series because he actually performed quite well. His numbers, as of course we learned in the movie Field of Dreams, his numbers were quite high during that World Series, Neil.
Yeah, yeah.
But what was the
other
banned.
What was the other move? 8 Men Out?
Eight Men Out was the other one.
Yeah, it was very good.
Referred to that event. 1955, NBC Television broadcast the World Series in color for the first time.
Nice.
The 55 series. Wasn't that Dodgers-Yankees?
Probably. Most of them were. I know 54, the Giants were in it.
One of those, Brooklyn won their only Brooklyn Dodger World Series. One of those in the mid-50s.
It might have been there.
So that was in 55 and 61.
I think it's NBC that has the Super Bowl this year, by the way.
Thank you for telling me. I'm not sure. I don't keep track of that as much as I used to. 61, I think, were you familiar with this show?
Doctor Quick, he's sick. He's terribly sick.
What happened?
I don't know, but...
Richard Chamberlain is Dr. Kildare.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yep. That had to be one of your mom's favorites.
Any doctor show we watched, my mom being in there, she loved them all.
Dr. Kildare debuted on this date in 61. Also in 61, everybody's favorite housekeeper, before there was Alice, before there was Mrs. Garrett, there was Hazel. Even before Uncle Charlie.
Yeah.
And I would have paid big money to see Hazel versus Alice in the cage.
Oh, that would have been one for the books.
I mean, just think about it. You know, in pro wrestling, they use chairs and ladders and tables. But in that one, it would have been cookie sheets and spatulas and roller pins.
Yes.
It would have been something.
Yeah.
Cookie
sheet over the head.
19, Sam the Butcher would have been Alice's manager.
Oh, man.
So that was in 61. We saw Hazel for the first time. In 64, Harpo Marx. It's him on the harp.
He could play.
Didn't talk, though.
No, didn't talk. Should have used the horn today. Yeah. Chico was a fine piano player, and Harpo was a fine harpist.
And Groucho, they were all very talented, were they not?
Yeah.
He's playing, can you tell what song he's playing there? He's three strikes, you're out. He's playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game there.
I didn't know that.
Harpo Marx died at the age of 75. On this date, 1982, they were worried in Chicago.
As we know, the children's Tylenol, the chewable, have not been implicated yet.
Exactly what is going on right now, they're just assuming that it could be the cyanide-laced capsule also.
First deaths in the Chicago area, extra-strength Tylenol capsules laced with cyanide were just now being reported. In total, in the end, 7 people died. And it caused, what it did is it changed the way we package our medicine.
Correct.
And our pain relievers and things with the safety seals and all this other stuff. That was in 1982. 1991, do you remember the Garth Brooks album, Rope in the Wind?
Oh, sure.
Became the first country album to debut at number one on Billboard's pop music charts. Of course, that was his follow-up to No Fences, which was huge.
Right.
People couldn't get enough Garth at that time in 1991. Could you get enough Garth?
No. Obviously being in country radio at that time.
You ate it up.
We played a lot of Garth.
And 2 years ago, NASA announced they have... What? We play Garth on this station?
I know it.
Who plays Garth
what
anymore?
What a concept.
NASA announced they have strong evidence to believe there's flowing salt water on Mars. Yum. Oh. Dip into bouldering, cauldering... babbling brook of some salt water. Be tasty. Wouldn't have to salt your soup. That would be good.
So that means they have crocodiles instead of alligators.
Actress Bridget Bardot is 83 today. As we move on to birthday, she was a sex symbol, Neil.
Oh yeah,
she was from France. Wasn't afraid to be controversial with the things she said. She is 83. I always got her mixed up with Adrian Barbeau.
Oh well,
from Maude.
Yeah.
And The Fog.
There's quite a year. There's quite a few years between them.
I'm just talking about names.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about how they look.
Oh, I see.
Adrian Barbeau was also in that movie, The Fog, where the radio station was in the in the light tower. I love it. Jeffrey Jones, 71.
Wake up and smell the coffee, Mrs. Bueller. It's a fool's paradise. He is just leading you down the primrose path.
I can't believe it.
I've got it right here in front of me. He has missed 9 days.
Oh, now it's 8. Now it's 7. Now it's 4. Now it's 3. Oh, poor principal. What was his name? Rooney.
Yeah.
Mr. Rooney.
Mr. Rooney.
So bad.
One of the greats. No
Jeffrey Jones.
It.
Jeff, not our Jeff Jones. This is Jeffrey Jones, the actor. He is 71 today. Pretty good wide receiver. When he retired, he had all the records, Neil.
Yes.
He also had a record where he had caught a pass in 177 straight games.
That was pretty good for a guy without, great speed.
No, but he caught a lot of balls from Jim Zorn.
Yes, he did.
The lefty, Steve Largent, he is 63. Grant Fuhr is 55. He's a hockey. Now, Steve Largent's in the Football Hall of Fame. Grant Fuhr is not the Fuhr.
Right.
He's a Hockey Hall of Famer. With Edmonton, won 5 Stanley Cups.
He had some guy named Gretzky on his squad for a number of those.
You know, it's easy to be a goalie when your team's scoring 8.5 goals a game or whatever they average a couple of those seasons. I may have been able to backstop Edmonton, at least to the playoffs.
Right on.
I'm not promising a Stanley Cup or even a conference title, But Grant Fuhr, 55. Janine Garofalo, she's a comedian.
Yeah, I put on about 100 pounds after you dumped me.
All right, okay.
I lost the weight. I kicked the amphetamines, which incidentally I took to lose the weight, and I've moved on.
Hey, at least you had a fun time eating your way up that 100 pounds.
I lost the use of one kidney.
Been there.
Oh, yeah, Janine Garofalo, stand-up comedian, but she made some cameos on TV shows, including King of Queens.
Very nice.
Kevin James would always have some of his stand-up comedy buddies show up on the show. Janine Garofalo, 53 today. She's the Academy Award-winning actress Mira Sorvino. She won her Oscar for the movie Mighty Aphrodite, where she played a hooker. See the movie with a hooker with a heart of gold. Mira Sorvino, 50 today. Moon Unit.
Like, oh my God!
Girl.
Like, totally.
Gag me with a spoon, Neil.
Right. That's. Does she? Can you still be a Valley Girl at her age now? She's probably grown
up. Well, she's the big 5-0.
Yeah.
She's a 50-year-old Valley Girl still hanging out at the malls. The daughter of Frank Zappa, Moon Unit Zappa, is 50. Mm-hmm. And Hilary Duff from the show Lizzie McGuire, actress. She's done some singing. A talented lady.
Very talented.
She is, and lovely. She's 30.
30. Gone but not forgotten today. Let's start with legendary television host and a really big shoe, Ed Sullivan.
Now, because of all of you, we're going to have them, and they're going to have them in both halves of the show. So here's the first appearance of the Rolling Stones.
He introduced some big acts, did he?
Yes,
not
he
over his
did.
Time.
He certainly did,
and some pretty bad acts too. Yeah. I mean, you know, the guy. Whatever, playing the cymbals all by himself.
Yeah.
He had some pretty interesting ones, from the Beatles to some of the other acts that he had on his show. It was quite a range.
And he had a style all his own.
Gijo.
Yes. He had a style all his own. Ed Sullivan, born on this day, 1901.
What do you think he thought of all those screaming kids when the Beatles or the Rolling Stones or the Doors, whoever was there? I mean, what was he saying behind the scenes?
It gave him a headache. That's really what it did. Just gave him a headache.
Oh, boy.
We would not have Lil Abner. Without Al Capp.
Isn't Lil Abner, isn't he a rapper?
He should be a rapper.
Yeah, Lil Abner.
The cartoon Lil Abner, developed by cartoonist Al Capp, 1909. She was a spy, cheater, and she met her demise in Old Sparky.
An enemy to our country.
Right on. Convicted spy Ethel Rosenberg, her and her husband. She was a couple years older than her husband. They both went to the chair in Sing Sing, 1915. Academy Award-winning actor Peter Fitch, remember him from Network?
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs.
I'm going
to
do it.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it.
We don't have a window.
Stick your head out and yell.
Then what?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
There he is.
Somewhat classic.
Oh, very classic. Peter Finch. Born on this day in 1916, he was the father of actor Mark Harmon and a pretty good football player at the University of Michigan, Heisman Trophy winner Tom Harmon, 1919. I remember this guy from Murder, She Wrote. Of course, he played in an episode of Gunsmoke. I remember him for that as well.
I remember him as the president in Escape from the Planet of the Apes.
Oh, yes. William Wyndham.
When they go back in time, yeah.
Is the Emmy Award-winning actor we're talking about. Born on this day, 1923. Comedian and actor Arnold Stang. He was the voice of numerous cartoon characters.
It's the honey of an O. It's Honey Nut Cheerios.
The Honey Nut Cheerios Bee.
He was the Honey Nut Cheerios Bee. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah, he was Top Cat. And the big question for you, Neil, is, are you ready to tempt your tummy with the taste of nuts and honey?
I couldn't do that. I need.
Or here's a question for you. Is your hiney so charm and shiny? Have you heard that one?
Yes.
That's the new one.
That's the new one?
That's the Charmin one.
He played Jughead. Do you remember Jughead?
Love from Jughead. The Archie, I patterned much of my life after Jughead.
That was on the Archie radio show. I didn't know they had an Archie's radio show. He was born on this day, 1925, and before the Blue Comedy, Collar Comedy Tour was out, there was country entertainer Jerry Clower.
The game warden's an all right, Claude. I'm going to see how you catching all these fish when can't nobody else catch none. Claude raised the lid on the boat seat and got a big long stick of dynamite. Lit the fuse on it. let it go down to kind of short and draw it back and chunked it. Boom!
There he is.
As only he could do it. Can't nobody catch none. Jerry Clower was born on this day in 1926. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
And I don't know how your list didn't have this, but Confucius was born on this date, 551 BC. I just ran across that in some of my dealings here.
Confucius say,
my hiney so charm and shiny. Confucius say, 551 BC, teacher, philosopher.
Charlie Chan quoted him often.
I was going to say, Charlie Chan, where would he have been without Confucius? We wouldn't have had Charlie Chan.
He would not have done very well.
All right, are you ready for trivia? Almanac. But first, trivia. We need to mention that the Almanac today and every Monday through Friday is brought to you by
our friend Kurt Weirs over at United Country Real Estate. He's in Annandale, and he knows the country like nobody's business.
All right, we're going to play the Almanac trivia game here for Mark Chestnut tickets. And I should have said this before, but Neil, I want you to come up with today's question.
Oh. Well, thanks for all the advance
notice.
Right,
a lot of advance notice.
I really
meant to do that. So I will have Neil come up with a question, but it didn't come up.
How about what was the name of the piece of equipment they used to execute Julius and Ethel Rosenberg at Sing Sing?
The nickname for it, or the actual
nickname?
The nickname for it. Okay, all right.
We did mention it.
Yes, we did.
763-450-0100. We'll send you and a guest to Sing Sing. No, we'll send you to Mark Chestnut at the Medina Entertainment Center 1 week from tomorrow with the Devin Worley Band. Mark Chestnut, it'll be a great night of country music. What was the nickname of the vehicle, of the piece of equipment used to execute Ethel Rosenberg? 763-450-0100. Will that work?
All right, sounds good. Now into the music, Dwight Yoakam. Fast as You. I'll probably slip in any Rabbit tune here as well.
Nice.
Total Country Bob FM.